we're glad to have on the phone lines the TMZ news manager, Mike Walters, who interviewed Charlie Sheen. Mike, welcome to the FDH Lounge. How are you tonight?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, sure. So I tell you what, please give our viewers here an exclusive. What's breaking here in the newsroom at TMZ tonight? I understand it's like DEFCON 5. What's going on? Lindsay Lohan hit another tree or something?
No, it's actually Charlie Sheen related. That's why I'm late. I apologize. So basically what just happened, we found out that Brooke Mueller, who is the mother of Charlie's two sons, Bob and Max, who I got to meet yesterday morning at his house, has gone to court and gotten a restraining order against Charlie Sheen, a stay-away order of 100 yards, and basically presenting evidence to a Los Angeles court judge earlier this afternoon, threats that Charlie Sheen has made. Now, I did not, it's so early in the story, we just published it, I don't even know exactly yet what it is that she presented as evidence that Charlie Sheen is threatening her, but it seems that Charlie Sheen has gone out there and done some interviews in the press, but it has not, this train is not stopping, and his ex-wife slash baby mama has just left the courthouse getting a restraining order against Charlie Sheen.
Ah, okay. I should have known it had to do with Sheen. Yeah, that kind of figures. Well, that's great. I said that when we had you on that we would get a chance to get something exclusive and breaking here, so we really, really appreciate that. I knew you would make good on that, and the listeners and the viewers here tonight are the better for getting to hear that right off the presses. I want to get your thoughts on having done this interview. I think a whole lot of people have seen it. I'm sure the feedback that you guys have had has been just absolutely unreal. I have a quote here from my producer, Steve Cervillo. You were quoted as saying, his brain is missing and presumed dead. Do you want to give any context to that?
Well, look, I mean, Charlie Sheen, it's weird when you go into the controlled chaos of his house. Let me tell you, I mean, at first you're thinking, this is crazy, that none of this makes sense, and how does somebody live like this? But I spent 4 hours with the guy, and at the very end of my conversation with him, to be honest, I felt like Charlie Sheen is 100% sane, 100% sober. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's talking about. This is not somebody who's gone off the deep end. This is not somebody who is on drugs. I mean, yes, he has admitted to doing drugs, and I think that's part of the reason he acts like he acts now. But let me tell you something. This guy is sober, and he's articulate. He's focused. He knows exactly what he's saying, especially in these answers to an interview question. So it's really weird. I mean, the changing from walking into his house and thinking, wow, this is not what I'm used to, and then leaving after talking to him for that long, it's so night and day, I can't even describe to you.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. I mean, we go back a couple of weeks here when he was hospitalized for what was allegedly, anyways, an OD. What about that night with the suitcase of blow, the porn stars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You're saying he's sober now. Are you saying he's been sober throughout and that whole thing really wasn't as it was represented to be? What's your take on that part?
No, actually, he fully admits that he was doing cocaine, that he was drinking excessively, that definitely had something to do with the fact that obviously after a 36-hour bender on blow and alcohol, he ended up sick. But what's interesting, and this is Charlie Sheen's rationalization of it, he was hospitalized for his hiatal hernia. And that's 100% accurate to say. Now, I'm sure that the hiatal hernia was agitated from the cocaine abuse and alcohol abuse for 36 hours, so I'm sure it has something to do with it, but that's how this guy's brain works. Like, in other words, hey, look, was I partying? Yes. But did I go to the hospital for an OD? No. I went to the hospital because my hiatal hernia acted up after I did a ton of blow and drank. So it's really weird to talk to him about it because he won't – I pushed him as hard as I could. I did ask him that question, and he said, I wasn't hospitalized for an OD or anything to do with cocaine or alcohol.
Right, right.
Which, you know, I guess technically he can say that, so it's really hard to argue with him about it.
Well, you did a good job on that, no question about it. The thing is, Mike, you know – it's not like he was hospitalized back during the medieval ages here. As far as I can remember, it was like still back in February when he was hospitalized. So he's claiming to be sober now, and then yet on the other hand, oh yeah, a couple weeks ago, booze and blow and everything. I mean, does he reconcile in his own head the whole thing of I'm sober, but practically yesterday I was doing blow and booze and everything? I mean, how does he reconcile that?
Yeah, I mean, I think what it is to him now is just a good story, or maybe even to some of us, a bad story. Like, in other words, this is something that happened in his past, even though it was a few days ago. You know, this isn't months ago, like he said. But in his head, he's saying, look, you know, he even brought up Frank Sinatra and Keith Richards and people like that to me, where he was saying, look, you know, these guys, I can tell you, and they can tell you epic stories of parties where they were up for 12 days and they this, that, and the other, and puked and whatever. But they're here, they're still making music, and so you don't really judge them for it in the sense that Charlie feels he's being unfairly judged by everybody, including the executives at 2.5 Men, his TV show, that he's just a party animal, and yes, he's been over the top a few times in the last 6 months, but that's no reason to shut down his TV show. It's no reason to tell everybody that he's a crackhead, that he's a horrible person, he's a horrible father, he's a horrible human being. That's taking it too far, and that's the message he kept trying to get across to me, was I'm not saying that partying is right, but I do what's right for me, and why is everyone just out there trashing me for the excessive partying that I do? It's my life. I feel like I'm okay doing it, and you know what? I'm not really interested in the opinion of everybody, and that's what's really, like I said, hard to argue with him about.
Yeah, doing crack doesn't make you a crackhead. Tell it to the judge, Chaz. But as far
yeah, exactly. Well, I knew, you know, by the way, you know what my favorite question I asked was? I worked on so many Charlie Sheen stories, and you know what my favorite one was?
Which one?
When people kept throwing his Mercedes-Benz over the cliff at his house.
Yeah.
Like, what in the hell was happening when people kept driving cars off the cliff, his Mercedes? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. And the funny thing is, that was the one question where he was like, yeah, I can't talk about it, it's on ongoing investigation. In other words, he didn't want to answer that one. I said, yeah, because I know exactly how parties like that get after 36 hours. Somebody probably thought it was a great idea to floor your car over the cliff. And I said, you probably were one of those people. And he was just like, yeah, can't talk about it, ongoing investigation.
I like that. You deserve a prize of some sort for asking a question that actually elicited discretion from Charlie Sheen, as opposed to wild stories and everything. Well, let me ask you as well, too, when it comes to rationalizing, when it comes to tying it all together, I mean, it's funny how clearly you can see this from the outside, and that's generally the case. That's the way human nature goes, but especially for somebody like Charlie Sheen, who is incapable, it seems, of the kind of self-reflection that would make clear so much of the stuff that seems obvious. The fact that the man is a parent, okay, and the fact that he is defending his parenting skills in a lot of these interviews, while at the same time, oh yeah, okay, hookers and blow and booze a few weeks ago. I mean, in particular, let's weed out the ladies of the night, let's weed out the booze, let's go straight to the drugs. How at that, because that's the one part that if you are a parent is going to be indefensible vis-a-vis the example that you are setting. What's the rationalization there?
Well, I asked him that exact question because I 100% agree with you. And I said, Charlie, here's the deal. So you keep defending partying. You have for the last 20 minutes. So let me ask you a question. Your sons, I met both of his sons, who are the cutest things in the world, by the way, when I walked in his house. They're yelling, Dad, Dad. They're the cutest things in the world. So I said, okay, I just met your sons on the way in. What if one of your sons came up to you and says, I want to do blow. I want to do cocaine. What do you do? And he right away said, absolutely not. There's no room for it. There's no need for it. Why would they do that? It's, you know, losers do that. And he like immediately turned the other way. And I said, well, wait a minute. How can you spend 20 minutes almost glorifying doing that drug, and then now all of a sudden you're saying you wouldn't let your kids do it? He's saying, well, and look, and this is the one part I think that I got him on, at least in that sense, is he said, well, I'm me, and they're them. They'll be smarter than I am. Like, they'll be better than me, basically, because they're my kids. So, and I think what his answer is, like you think his answer is, and that is, it's wrong, and I shouldn't do it either, I think is what he was trying to say. But he did say to me, though, that if they want to drink, that he would not be against his sons having beers at his house as long as he was home and they didn't drive. So he did sort of say, look, I want them to have their own life experiences, and if that includes partying, then so be it. But but he definitely shied away from giving the okay to his kids doing cocaine. And I said, you know, Charlie, that you know, what about the example you're leading? And he went right back to, it's my life, and they'll have their own life and their own experience. So he tried to kind of get away from that question when I hit him hard about the cocaine.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a good job on your part. And as far as I know, you're paraphrasing what he was saying, but the whole thing of they'll be better off because they're my kids. Once again, not seeing clearly what the rest of the world sees, to think that his kids are a winner for being in that gene pool, once again, just shows you the man's disconnect from reality and from all of society here. It's very interesting because I had talked to somebody off air who came to the same conclusion earlier today, that the man really is sane, or at the very least momentarily sober, and is working his way through these things here. Very interesting that you, having had the experience close up, and you would be able to judge that from having been there in the man's house and having seen the circumstances of it, and right or wrong, you would at least be able to make a better judgment than most of the rest of us here. So with that being the case, what is the end game? Is it a situation here where, litigation against the network and the studio and everything like that? I mean, the conventional wisdom is, and of course, nobody covers the entertainment industry like you guys, but the conventional wisdom is that his career as we know it is toast here. So what's the winning scenario that he's seeing and that you could possibly buy into?
Well, let me start with this. Let me clarify it for your listeners. Here's the deal. I do talk about Charlie Sheen like you described, that, you know, my take on it is that he's sane and sober, at least for now. I will admit, though, that there's a warped sense of reality there. Charlie Sheen's life is unlike ours, and his house and the girls, the goddesses that are there, and, you know, his kids and his, you know, his Mercedes-Benz and four or five cars he had in front of his house, not normal. The planes, the Bahamas, the boats, it's not normal for the rest of us. So I think it is a little weird. Charlie lives in a different warped reality than the rest of us. But to answer the second part of your question, I mean, I think, number one, Charlie Sheen has a legal case here, because guess what? In his contract with Two and a Half Men, they canceled 8 episodes where he would have made $2 million per episode, which is $16 million that they cut from this show. Guess what? In his contract, there is zero morality clause. So they cannot not pay Charlie Sheen and shut down the show because he has personal problems, whether that be drugs or girls or any of that stuff, even criminal problems. They cannot shut down the show for that. So he has already fired off a lawyer's letter from Marty Singer, one of the huge attorneys in our business here, and has said, pay me or else. So that has already happened. So I will tell you that. The third thing is the future of Charlie Sheen's career. To be honest, he told me, I am a man of my word. I already signed on to do season 9 of Two and a Half Men, which would be next year, and he would be willing to sign on for season 10. He just wants some of the things to change on the set, including the hatred for Chuck Lorre that you guys have all heard on the news lately. That's going to have to change. But I don't see Charlie Sheen just going off into oblivion. That's not what I see. My professional opinion tells me that Hollywood is the most forgiving place in the world, and if Charlie Sheen makes another hit TV show, all of us will be watching it, and this will just be a story. Like he says, like Charlie Sheen himself says, this will be a Keith Richards-type story, and we'll all talk about how Charlie used to be a huge partier, and we all covered the story, but now he's a huge sitcom star again in his 60s, and he's owning television, and that's where I think this is going.
Well, your point's valid. I mean, you say Hollywood is a forgiving place. I'm sitting here in middle America. I would probably use the word permissive, but you say tomato, I say tomato.
I love that, but you're right, though. You're right. I mean, I live here, so you're absolutely right, though. That's how this town is, and everybody will watch that show.
Well, you know what, Mike? It's one of these deals where when you look at it also, you know, you just have to wonder, because you said that there's no morals clause in the contract or anything like that. And I understand, and the only people that I'm really wound up about are the so-called little people there, the folks who are working on the show who are out of work, at least temporarily, as a result of this. But when it comes to sympathy for the network or anything else, it does seem like, geez, this guy has been coddled. They've looked the other way. I mean, that's what it looks to me from the outside, and I think to a lot of people this whole time here. So it's a little bit hard to work up sympathy for them when they're saying, boo-hoo, Charlie Sheen is a headache. You know, 9 seasons into the show, they're saying that.
Yeah, well, and 5 billion $1 billion later. I mean, you got to understand the people behind the show made a lot more money than he did. So he does. Charlie Sheen sees it exactly like you're describing it. I mean, come on. You know, you guys, after 8 seasons, now you're mad at me for my promiscuous ways. Come on. I mean, Charlie Sheen's been the same way the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
And that's his argument. I mean, you just kind of helped make his argument, That's his argument. Whether we all agree, and I'm a real conservative Republican kid from Orange County, but let me tell you something. I understand what he's trying to say. I don't necessarily agree with him, and I think that what he's doing is somewhat horrible,
yeah,
to be honest. But I get his point, and from a place in journalism where I need to listen to both sides and make judgment, I'll tell you what, I mean, he has a valid point. He just does.
Well, actually, Mike, my worldview is pretty similar to yours, so I see it that way. But yeah, you know, I think part of what it is too, you and I sound like we're both people who share a belief in personal responsibility. And the personal responsibility, yeah, we can look at Charlie Sheen and say that. But on the network side, how long has this been going on? You knew who this guy was when he was making all the money and everything like that. So I'm not sympathizing with anything that he's done. But as far as him calling them out on the hypocrisy, yeah, you have a point that that's the one point where, by God, he is on some high moral ground.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that that's where, going forward, there's the rest of the story. I mean, can they just sort of sweep it under the rug and move on, start filming again, everybody get over it, and let Charlie be Charlie and let it go? Or are they going to keep trying to air it? And what's interesting is, you know, Charlie Sheen has taken upon himself to go ahead and air his own dirty laundry, which is an interesting tactic. I mean, you know, when I interviewed him, I just said, hey, Charlie, let me tell you something. I would rather just sit with you and talk than interview you and ask you. And we actually made fun of one of those moments. I don't know if you guys saw that part of the interview where he was like, all right, let's do the really dramatic moment where you ask me if I've hit rock bottom, and I'm going to slow-mo get a bad look on my face, and I'll say, I don't know. And we did this whole thing, and it was funny, but it's not funny. I mean, the reality is that's exactly what Charlie's doing in the press right now. He's having those moments where he can air his dirty laundry, and everybody can ask him the really harsh questions about drug use and his kids and the show and his future and how bad he looks and how bad he sounds, but he's making a joke of it himself. And when somebody jokes about it themselves, it's really hard to get upset at them. And I think that's what people are struggling with right now with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty hard to disarm this stuff altogether, but he's certainly giving it his best effort. Mike, we appreciate having you on here tonight. It was a lot of fun. Please say hi to our friend Charles Latabutier for us. We love having you guys on from TMZ. Love to have you back on as the craziness of the world continues to unfold.
Absolutely.